Praise God indeed. Good to see each and every one of you. Hadn't had a chance to tell everyone this evening hello, but just I'll say it now. Hello. Good to have y'all with us. All those watching you on the live feed or at a later date, welcome, welcome, welcome to First Pentecostal. Just love each and every one of you. Let's all stand. We're going to go in, Lord, in prayer this evening. Just want to just keep in mind all the prayer requests that have gone out, whether it be through text, comments on the Facebook page, or those that go out in our text blast. And we just want to ask God just to touch each and every one. If you have a prayer request this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother Rowdy, would you open up our prayer, please, tonight?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we love and praise you tonight, Lord. It's so good to be in your house tonight. God, we ask you to touch those that need a touch tonight, God. To touch their heart, God. Ease their mind, God. Bring peace, Lord, through the Spirit. God, we ask you, Lord, to be in this service, God. Lead us and guide us, Lord, in each and every way, God. We pray for each and every one of us in this room tonight, God. Bless our pastor and his family, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Praise God. Praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. Praise the Lord. This evening again, just You may be seated if you can. Turn around and just give somebody a high five or a wave and let them know how much Jesus loves them. Just praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. And we then call on some special singers. Sister Linda, Sister Karen, if y'all would work your way on up, please. And call on some special singers after we take up offering. Thank you. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless this evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
It's an old song, but y'all listen to the words. The title of it is, There is a River. Y'all worship the Lord. There is a river that flows. That's not right.
Okay.
Maybe we need to start.
I'm going to sing If You Can Use Anything. That's always my prayer. That if the Lord can use me in any small way, however He sees fit, I just want to be a willing vessel.
Amen.
Sister Jennifer looks at me like, I get a break. I'm going to try and do this song. I know it's Easter season. This one's kind of hard for me because T and J, but I'm going to get through it. I'll listen to the words of it.
Was mended. He became sin. Now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me.
If it's a foreign battlefield, And good. We've actually been here all day long, ever since this morning's service. So I had thought about just having a night of singing, but I do have some scripture that I want to read. But I'm going to do one. And then we have Heather in our congregation tonight. So I was wondering if she might be thinking about doing a song for us. I know I've heard her sing, so she can't say I ain't got one. So I know she's got one if she'll just share it with us. So give you an opportunity, Heather, to get one in your mind. We don't give anybody any notice. Really.
That's right.
Be instant in season is the way we kind of carry on our services. Amen. We said goodbye to a precious cousin today. We're going to see him again one of these days. Let's do it in G. Life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. But I'm weary from the struggle of it all. So I listen for His call. It's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. I know it's hard to lose a loved one to the grave. The blessed hope that Jesus gave. God's gonna wipe every tear from our eyes when we meet Just lets me know that heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Heather, would you come? You may give us any song you want to sing.
Praise the Lord.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, very blessed. Very blessed.
I think we're getting a little...
They'll fix it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for asking me to share, Pastor. I love this time of year and... as we start to celebrate all the wonderful spring flowers and all the wonderful spring flowers and everything's budding, and it just reminds us of God's goodness.
Yes, amen.
It just reminds us of the miracle of new life.
Yes.
And I just love this time of year. So do I just turn this up over here if I want to hear myself better?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Well, I brought my iPad in and it wasn't charged, so it's fine. So this is an oldie but a goodie. I actually happen to have this in my bag and I'm so happy. There are things as we travel this earth shifting sand that transcend all the reasons of man. But the things that matter the most in this world, they can never be held in our hand. 'Cause I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross, 'cause I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. 'Cause I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, till I'll cling to that old rugged cross. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. 'Cause I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I'll believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. No matter what this world may bring, I'm gonna cling to the cross. I'm gonna cling to the cross. I'm gonna cling to the cross.
How many knows we've got to cling to the old rugged cross? Amen. You can turn me down a little bit. I don't need a whole lot. Amen. Just wanted to remind everybody about next Sunday service. We'll be having resurrection service Sunday morning, but we will not be having a Sunday night service. We will be having our communion service that we normally have on Sunday night, we will be incorporating it into Sunday morning service as well. So we'll have our Sunday morning service, Sunday school, regular worship service at 11, and also we will be having our communion service Sunday morning as well. So looking forward and a great time in the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Isaiah. We want to share a few scriptures with you. We don't intend to hold you long. As we said, we've been here all day long, so a little bit tired in our body, but it's been a wonderful day, that we spent with some family, and also we had a memorial service for my precious cousin who went home to be with the Lord. So if you bear with us tonight, we're going to read a little bit of scripture from the book of Isaiah in the 43rd chapter, beginning with verse number 18 and through verse number 19. Again, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Thank you for the standing for reading God's word. Isaiah writes, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, tonight for your mercy, for your grace, for your abounding love. Yes. For those who've gathered here tonight, and Father, we pray your anointing and your blessing. Thank you for the wonderful songs that we've heard of worship and praise tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you would reach and meet every need tonight. Ask you to anoint these lips of clay, God, just as an oracle and a vessel. The Holy Spirit might speak to our hearts tonight, God, that we may grow, God, that it might produce growth and edification into our spirit, Father, that you would lead us and direct us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We do remember those who many are sick and afflicted, and Father, our prayers go out to each and every one of them, asking you, God, to touch and anoint them in this trying time. Pray, God, that you would bless those who are traveling back to their homes today, God, from the memorial service. Pray, God, that you would keep them safe as well. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We find the prophet writing here as God begins to speak to him. And it's quite unique here that he tells us, or tells the people, not to remember the former things, or remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Basically, what he was referring to was in the preceding verses when he said, "I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow." Reminding the people of what God miraculously done for the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egyptian bondage and they crossed the Red Sea. But he's telling them now, in other words, not to forget that, but remember that there's going to be something greater that he is about to do. And he begins to use the analogy of springing forth. He said, "I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." The word wilderness actually means a neglected or an abandoned area or a position of disfavor. And he says here that he's going to make a way in the wilderness, basically assuring the people that even though they cannot see a way or don't realize a way, that the only way out of any situation is God, and he's going to make that road or that highway out of that impossible situation. And then he goes on to say that he will put rivers in deserts. And I was intrigued about this because I know about oasis in deserts and maybe a little spring that bubbles up, but having a river in the midst of a desert is something only the mighty hand of God could do. And the Bible, our reference tells us that in most desert areas, they receive 10 inches or less of precipitation of rain in a year's time. But yet he's telling them that he's going to put rivers in the desert. Now, I know that he can do that miraculously, and I know that he can do that physically, but I also know that he'll put rivers in the middle of our desert. So many times, yes, the times that we go through seem to be dry times, hard times, often referred to as a time of wilderness or distress or whatever, and we only have the hand of God that we can rely on. And I'm believing with all of my heart that God is getting ready to do a miraculous work, a brand new thing. And although that what he did in the wilderness for the children of Israel was great and mighty, yet according to the book of Isaiah, he's going to do something even greater. And that's also validated over in the book of Jeremiah in the 16th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Jeremiah the prophet says, Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he hath driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. And we know that Bible history has bared that out. He had brought the children of Israel all back to a homeland, which is Israel now. So as the prophets begin to be in unison about the mighty hand of God and how that he would work, even though he had done things in the past, the greater miracles are still yet to come. And I believe with all of my heart that we're living in a generation when we're going to see a great outpouring of miracles, because man has let us down. Situations have let us down. We have no one else to turn to except God. And God will make a way even in the wilderness, and he will put rivers in the desert. Whatever desert you're facing, whatever wilderness you may be walking through, do not give up. Do not throw your hands up and quit. But I believe we're right now on the threshold of a great, mighty, outpouring work of God. I believe, and I've often said, that I think God is going to pour out his Spirit upon people that we thought would probably never even make a turn to God. Because he's called and he's called and he's called people, and many people have not answered that call. They have not regarded the call of the Lord. So he's going to reach out and he's going to have some people to follow him. I know there's a remnant. I know there's a church, the kingdom of God. I know that it is still alive and well and praying prayers and looking for miracles. But I want us to pray together as a church that we're going to see a great outpouring of God's Spirit, even on people, amen, that we thought would never, ever make a turn for the Lord. And I believe that's the new thing that he's talking about, the rivers in the desert, the places that we least expect to see a revival break out. We understand and wish and hope that we could get the people inside the church to hear the word of God. But let's face it, in reality, a lot of people are turned off to church and don't really want to be a part of a church, but that doesn't mean that they don't need to hear the word of God. So I believe that God's getting ready to open up a great end time revival to pour his Spirit out on those who seemingly are unconcerned about the Lord or about having a change in their life. And I just want to leave you with that tonight. Like I said, we had a night of singing and worship and praise, and I thank God for that tonight. And I desire your praise. I pray your prayers that God would strengthen us as Sister Penny and I get ready for whatever we're going to face Tuesday with Kevin. We know that that's going to be a wilderness and that's going to be a desert, but we're expecting a river to bust loose in the middle of his situation. And so far, everything has been a dead-end street. But we're anticipating God to move mightily this coming week, and we hope to get some answers that we haven't been able to get yet. But I believe the church has been praying. They've been fasting. They've been asking for a mighty move of God. And we thank you so very much for the outpouring of all of your love and the phone calls, the text, and everything, offering to do something. And there's nothing really we know to do except just pray and put it in the hands of God. But I believe that God is going to make a way. May God bless you as you go home this evening. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you again for coming tonight. I'll try to be better prepared next time when I don't have to spend all day up here. But again, if you'll forgive me. Sister Penny has I believe she's going to bring Kevin forward tonight so that we can pray. And many of you know his situations. They haven't been able to draw the blood off like they need to, and because his body is producing red blood cells at an alarming rate, his blood is becoming thick, and he's at high risk for blood clots, even stroke or heart attack. So they want to draw off a pint of blood every 2 weeks, and as of yet, we've been 2 weeks, and they have not been able to get any blood off because of his little bitty veins and because of the thickness of his blood. But he's been a trooper all 43 years of his life, and we'll make it through this too. Yes. So we believe in praying, a prayer of faith. The Bible says, if any sick among you, let him all call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, and pray the prayer of faith. So that's what we're going to do at this time. We're going to ask the Lord to just make a way for Kevin.
I say not only for Kevin, but for Brother Eddie and Sister Penny too. I know it's hard, and then when he has to leave and go and do stuff, so I pray we not only pray for healing for Kevin, but I pray that we pray for guidance, protection, strength, encouragement, wisdom, I mean, for everything, for all of you together, not just Kevin's, but just for all of y'all as well.
Well, thank you. We certainly appreciate and need the prayers.
Yes.
I thank God for this lovely church.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come impossibility to man. But the things that are impossible with man are made possible by you. Father, we pray right now, God, that you touch his body. Allow them to be able to draw the blood necessary, God, to make this healthy and good. Father, I pray for strength for Sister Lord and myself as well. God, I pray for the doctor, God, who's going to be in charge of this procedure. God, I pray that, Lord, you will lead and guide us in every course, God, as we pray and we give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. He's a good little patient. He didn't flinch an eye when they tried to stick him all over it. Couldn't get it to come out. Operating room, and then they come right back out and say, no, we can't do it there either. So we know God's time is right. We know God's going to make the way. So we appreciate your prayers, don't forget us. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much. God bless you. I appreciate your prayers. Here. Let's rest up in one of the places here. Sure. Brother Jim, if you would, just listen.
Praise the Lord.
Out of the mouth of babes, Trey said, Papa, I didn't know church would be this quick.
Praise the Lord. You know, we love the Lord. We love our brother Eddie, sister Penny, little Kevin. I still call him little Kevin. I'm sorry. He's as old as my son. I still call him little Kevin. I've always thought of that. Karen, the rest of the family, And we're so blessed to have the pastor and family that we have. And for their, they didn't do it for any gratitude, but they're doing everything they do for the Lord. And God has blessed them this many years. And I have no doubt in my heart that God is great. And I just believe in y'all. And the procedure is Tuesday, you said?
Tuesday.
Do you have a time?
Well, actually, that's not procedure. That's the ENT doctor.
Okay.
They still have a schedule. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say something I don't normally do, but I'm going to ask all those that will or can, that we set times and we pray and we lift Kevin and the whole family up to the Lord. He hears that prayer. He hears that cry in the night. I have no doubt about that, but I do believe in the power of prayer, and that if anybody would be willing, you know, we just all just pray. Whenever the Lord lays them on your heart, that's the perfect time to pray, just like we do for our brothers and sisters. And the prayer requests that come through, those watching on the feed tonight, if you have a prayer need, just place it in the comment section, and I promise you we will pray. We have written prayer requests in the prayer box. There's so many things. But God is great, and He answers prayers, and He loves us, and He loves His children. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is still open if anyone else needs prayer this evening. But I got some good news. I just want to give a quick testimony, and I know we're trying to let Brother Eddie and Miss Penny and the whole family with what they've gone through this week with the loss of a loved one and the situations with Kevin. But I want to tell you, God still works. I was asked after service this morning by a young man, and we've invited him to come. He came to Sunday school a couple of weeks ago. He came on a Wednesday night to the teen thing, and then he came. He walked up to me after service this morning, and he said, I want to be saved and baptized. And see, you may feel like we go through these motions. The doors are open, we go. But he even said something to Elaine and I at lunch. How did he put it? He said the church was, he just felt it this morning. There was something he said, like alive or some word he used. But something along that line. You know me, I hear certain things, but I heard him say this. It is truth. And I need y'all's prayer, because this is, he's opened the door. And God is working. And there's so many others that just need to be touched and to hear the word. Praise God. Praise God. All righty. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. I want to invite each and every one of you for Wednesday night. Also, I challenged our Sunday school, my Sunday school class this morning. And we started it this morning, but we got plenty of time this week. With this being Palm Sunday and this special time of year, as we go into the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Resurrection Sunday. If you get a moment, look at the scripture or look at something that has pricked your heart that showed you how much Jesus loves you this week. And when we come in here Sunday morning, we'll be prayed up in one mind and one accord, okay? Just asking if you will. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for hearing our prayers and your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, as we come together now, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we're just taking you with us, dear Lord. We're not just leaving you here in this sanctuary. Lord, we know that you're with us every moment and every hour. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for our pastor and his family. We thank you for being with them, with little Kevin now, dear Lord, as we go forward. And, dear Lord, for those that have lost loved ones that are going through sickness, those that are going through therapy. There's so many situations still in this world today. But out of all the things going on, Lord, may we turn our attention on you and let you guide us. Lord, no matter what storm may blow, dear Lord, may we hold on to you and to the cross and that precious blood that you shed for us. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise God. Y'all have a wonderful week. See y'all Wednesday, I should say.